KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelei Kinnean, and it's 9:02. A crewman aboard a fishing boat that sank south of Kodiak Island is missing. The Coast Guard was searching this morning for the crewman missing after the 58-foot fishing vessel Advantage sank 50 miles south of Kodiak. Three crewmen in a life raft were rescued and are being treated for hypothermia. The Coast Guard says none of those rescued was wearing a survival suit. The Coast Guard says a helicopter was launched about 1 o'clock this morning and was tracking a distress signal sent by the vessel. Once the three were located and brought to safety, the helicopter went back to look for the missing crewmen. No names have been released. After being directed by the Sitnisok Native Corporation to remove the White Alice Towers north of Nome, the Air Force said in a release yesterday that there are currently no resources to complete the demolition of the structures this season. While the Air Force will begin looking for funds to remove the towers completely, Tommy Baker with the 611th Air Support Group, the agency responsible for the former radio relay station, says acquiring funding can take several years.
With the way the government's going and various requests, it's a matter of priority once we put in our request. And I would hate to even speculate. All I could say is, possibly years before we get the funds to go back in there and get all the equipment that we need to there and get the manpower there to do the job.
The Air Force was slated to complete cleanup of the site to state requirements and transfer the land to the Bureau of Land Management and on to Sitnisok next month. That transfer with the new direction from Sitnisok will not happen now. Baker says the Air Force doesn't have the funds, nor do they have the equipment for demolition.
The machinery that we have out there is the machinery that we needed to clean off the towers. But we don't have the equipment that we need to demolish the towers, to completely knock them to the ground and dispose of them properly. Along with that, we didn't fund to have that type of equipment or the man hours to do that work.
The Air Force has worked since September of 2010 to meet Sitnisok's desire to keep the towers. Back in the late 90s, when the Air Force announced they'd completely remove the towers that were erected during the Cold War, it was met with large public outcry. Sitnisok had begun negotiations with the city of Nome, and for a number of years, they worked to see that the towers remained standing, first with a land transfer agreement, which turned into a land lease agreement. An agreement was never made, and a few weeks ago, the Sitnisok Board of Directors voted to direct the Air Force to take the towers down. Baker says the demolition job may have to be contracted out to another agency. He also says acquiring the funds is a matter of priority. This project goes against not just other projects in Alaska, but against all other Air Force projects in the United States. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar says Royal Dutch Shell will be allowed to begin preparation work at exploratory drilling sites in the Chukchi Sea off Alaska's northwest coast. Salazar says the company has been authorized to dig what are called mudline cellars in the ocean floor to protect blowout preventers that would be installed later below the seafloor level. The company also will be allowed to drill small pilot holes down to about 1,400 feet. Salazar says Shell will continue to be prohibited from drilling deeper into petroleum-bearing formations until its oil spill response barge is certified and moved into Arctic waters. Shell hopes to drill exploratory wells in both the Chukchi and Beaufort Seas during this year's short open water season. The commissioner of the Alaska Department of Transportation is resigning. Mark Lucan submitted his resignation in a letter dated Wednesday to Governor Sean Parnell. Lucan did not specify a reason for his resignation, which is effective October 1st. He noted in the letter that his personal commitment has been to loyally serve and support Parnell as a friend and governor. But Lucan notes that they always didn't agree on the methods. Parnell nominated Lucan to the commissioner's post in November 2010. One of the most renowned Yupik skin sewers has died. Lucy Beaver passed away in Anchorage August 23rd. No one's exactly sure how old she was, but they agree she was at least more than 100. KYUK's Angela Denning Barnes reports that Lucy Beaver could have been as old as 113 years, according to her own accounts to family members. She was an icon within the Yupik community, and her portrait taken by Alaskan photographer Myron Rosenberg is known worldwide. The picture shows her holding her great-grandson, who's sleeping on her lap. They're both donning fur parkas. Beaver was known for her expert skin sewing and made mukluks. She made them for hundreds, some even say thousands of people over the years. She also made many parkas with intricate fur designs and beadwork. In a translated interview with KYUK in 1985, Beaver said she learned to sew on skins when she was a young girl by drawing designs in the mud with her story knife. No one taught her how to sew, she said. She watched others doing it. But she didn't always like it.
After I married, my husband used to have me sew. He'd let me sew on my own. I was a young girl then, and I enjoyed being outside. I wouldn't want to sew. And I'd cry because I hated to sew.
Beaver learned to like sewing parkas and mukluks the most because she said they were useful in keeping the body warm. Traditionally, men's parkas were made with fur from the backs of muskrats, and women's were made from the animal's belly fur. Here, she describes the significance of the wolverine tassels that hang from the front and back of a men's fancy parka.
They say the tassel on the lower right side is part of the one in the back. These represent pretend arrows. The arrow is shot. It goes into a person and goes through on the other side. Those people in the past used to say that this is why that decoration of a tassel was put on, this pretend arrow that was shot into a man.
Beaver said her designs turned out better than her mother's because she had more modern materials to work with. Beaver adapted designs from the Yukon and upriver areas outside of her traditional family or village design. There was no real rhyme or reason. She said she used whatever design she liked. A memorial for Beaver was held yesterday morning in Anchorage. Her body will be flown to Bethel for visitations this weekend, with a funeral on Monday. All U.S. and state flags will be lowered today in memory of Neil Armstrong, the first man to walk on the moon. Armstrong died Saturday at age 82. President Barack Obama has ordered all U.S. flags to be lowered until sunset today in his honor. The governor's office says Alaska state flags must be lowered in accordance with the president's order. The price of gold in New York is up $26.60 an ounce to $1,682.90. An ounce of silver is up 94 cents to $31.48, and a pound of zinc at 82 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 landed in Nome ahead of schedule at 8:57 and is expected to depart to Anchorage on time at 9:49. It's unofficially 41 degrees at the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.